John, another pretty comprehensive home win, another clean sheet. You're still in there in second place. You must be pretty pleased.
I am. I just, firstly, I'd like to offer my congratulations to York. Fantastic club, got great people there, and great fans. And it's a shame to see, you know, a club who I believe is, you know, a well-run club to go out. But I'm sure they've got the people in place with Yachty and the board and the players and the fans to bounce back up, and I wish them all the best for next season. As regards to ourselves today, you know, you really don't want to relegate anybody, but it was a case of dog eat dog today, you know, and we were desperate for the points. We knew everyone around us, we're going to be trying to take the 3 points, so it was crucial that we got that. Pretty nervy game. You know, you get into this stage of the season, the pitch is always a little bit lively. But we carried on trying to play the right way, and I think we got our just reward.
It took 35 minutes to break the deadlock. Was that when the nerves were jangling the most?
Possibly, but I think it was our first shot on goal, to be honest, which is unusual for us. And we said to the players at half-time that we had to work their goal more. Well, our approach play was good, but we maybe just haven't won too many passes. And I think we were a lot more dynamic second half, made chances, took chances. Maybe give a few up ourselves that we wouldn't have liked, but I think it was a comprehensive professional performance.
How important was ultimately that second goal from Josh Windass, the volley from the edge of the area?
Daniel says, like getting your shoes off, they're too tight. And that was a relief. It was a fantastic finish as well. So their goal was a great move, but the second one, you know, that's what he's got. And that's why we're going to get very, very underpaid for him at the end of the season.
As it once again showed the value of the squad that you've assembled. Fosu scoring again, second goal in a week.
You know, there's players in there who haven't even got on. Haven't even gone on the bench. You know, we've got a championship player in Andy Little there, and he has, you know, he's not even breaking in because it's difficult for him. And he's a top player in his own right. So, you know, we have got a strong squad. Fingers crossed, we've only got 3 hours left of the season. I don't want it to go any longer than that.
The goal scorers get the headlines, but how much has not just today but this season been built on work rate and working hard and unsung heroes, the Mingoyas, the Pearsons, the Mark Hugheses of this world?
I think the players have got the bit between the teeth, and so, you know, they're giving it their all. And, you know, whatever happens in the next two games, you couldn't say that they haven't been great this season, because they have. And it'd just be nice to finish it off.
Just two games to go. One away, one at home. It's as simple as two wins will promote you.
But, you know, other teams will be thinking the same, so we've just got to dig in there. You know, it's going to be a really trappy game on next Saturday. And then the following Saturday is going to be a trappy game, but we've just got to give it our all and see where it takes us.
In terms of the league table, it's as you were, pretty much. You're in the same position. You've got the same cushion of 2 points to the playoffs. Is it just go again next week?
Just got to give it our best shot. And, you know, we're in a situation now where we can determine our own future if we win. It'd be nice if other people to do us a favour, but, you know, we've got to do it ourselves. And I'm expecting a really, really trappy game next week, and I'm expecting a trappy game the following week. But I know, as I've always said all season, I've got a group of players there who are my tools who I wouldn't swap for anyone.
Is it nerves or excitement now?
A bit of both, to be honest. I was nervous today. I'm not so nervous on the away games for some reason. I don't know why that is, but it's something that, you know, you go into football to have these runs, you know. And I know this sounds ridiculous, but sometimes even a relegation running is exciting, you know, when gets you the juices flowing and gets your blood pumping. And I've had a couple of them myself here, so, you know, I know we're at both ends of the scale and at both ends of the spectrum, and I know which one's sooner have, but it still makes it no less nerve-wracking.
Would it be fair to say you're in the box seat now for one of these automatic places?
No, not at all. You know, because it's that close, I think it's all up for grabs for anybody who wants to get in there. You know, Portsmouth will still feel they've got a chance. And who knows?